There is no time to spare, cause I'm due on the air, but I really can't run any faster. With the lifts on the blink, there is no time to think, but I guess that I'm bound for disaster. All the world is tuned in for my news bulletin, and I'd hate them to be disappointed. There are 3 flights to go, I've fractured my toe, my knees are completely disjointed. Still, I'm finally there at the top of the stairs, the studio's now in my vision. I rush in the door, then collapse on the floor as I hear a voice say with precision,
"Oh, 4 hours, Greenwich Mean Time."
Oh, Lord, yes. Well, this is me with the news, and you'll have to excuse me if I find it hard to continue. Of breath I'm bereft, still I've got a bit left, so here's the first part of the menu. Well, the words are a jumble, I stammer and stumble, the script is a blur on the table. My eyes have gone misty, my tongue is all twisty, my brain is a tower of Babel. I am turning the pages, but that takes an age as the palms of my hands are all sweaty. I am working at speed, but whatever I read seems to come out as verbal spaghetti. Now the lights have all fused, how can I read the news when I can't see what I should be saying? I'll just light a match, hope they don't hear the scratch, and I'll carry on hoping and praying. Now my fingers are burning, my stomach is churning, each nerve in my body is shrieking. How can I survive? How can I contrive to block out the pain and...
That is the end of the news.
Thank the Lord that it's finally over.